Have you started your holiday shopping yet? Please, no emails to me, no nasty tweets. Yes, we're going to talk about this, folks, because apparently some of you have already been holiday shopping. I'm John Werdock. We'll talk to someone from the National Retail Federation about what they're finding on this front straight ahead.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news you need to know.
Joining us from Washington, D.C. is Kathy Allen. She is with the National Retail Federation. She can shed some light on this phenomenon about people already holiday shopping. Kathy, what is this?
Believe it or not, there are millions of Americans who are fresh out the gates this November when they started seeing holiday promotions from retailers. In fact, we found that 57% of holiday shoppers that we polled said that they have already started shopping by November 10th. And that is up from 54% who said so this time last year, and up 16% from when we first asked this question in our survey in 2008. So it is very clear that these promotions are resonating with holiday shoppers young and old.
Are you surprised by this news?
You know, the big thing, the big takeaway for us every year when it comes to watching and tracking how people shop really is this: when people start and when to expect the lot of traffic. And we are seeing this sea change when it comes to how people approach holiday shopping. They no longer want to wait until Thanksgiving. And that was actually very new to us in 2014. And this year actually just solidifies that that idea, that notion that people don't want to wait until Black Friday for great prices or, those really great value-add promotions like free shipping or buy online, pick up in store.
I'm sure there are all sorts of shoppers out there. You have your alpha dog shoppers who are taking charge and literally going down their checklist. And then you have other folks who are probably going to wait until the last minute. Given where the economy is, given where gas prices are these days, where do you think the typical shopper's mentality is in terms of how much money am I going to spend and where am I going to spend it?
Well, you know, there is no question that the economy is still weighing on the average person's mind, regardless of low gas prices and regardless of an improvement in the labor market and more jobs being added and wages on the uptick. The average person still feels like there is some kind of caution when it comes to their finances and how they're going to approach spending. And when it, you know, and during the holiday season, especially when you have an average ticket of $100 or $200 for some gifts, it's very easy to assume that the economy will weigh on their spending. However, we are optimistic that consumers will actually show up this holiday season and, even potentially spend as much as $800 on both gifts for themselves and for others, which, of course, is really no drop in the bucket.
How are shoppers spending their money? Are you getting any information on that, how they plan to spend? Are they going to put stuff on the credit card? Are they doing layaway? Are they using debit cards?
The majority of consumers are really torn between their debit and their credit card. However, our latest survey did find that about 39% said that they will go straight for their debit card when making holiday purchases, which is similar to last year. Those who say they plan to use their credit card is also similar to last year, about 38%. While there's a lot of conversation about whether consumers are saving the extra money from low energy prices, putting into their savings or paying down debt, we are pretty confident in the fact that shoppers this holiday season will make smart choices when it comes to spending so as to make sure that they are not put in a situation to receive an extra heavy credit card bill come January.
And any sense, Kathy, of what's going to be popular? Are there any signals already of what's going to be at the top of the shopping list?
Toys, electronics, apparel, accessories, and even sporting goods are some of the most popular items that consumers tell us they are planning to buy this year. What we actually found was most interesting was there was a small decrease in the number of people who said they would buy gift cards. It was about 56%. However, in an earlier survey, when we asked holiday shoppers what they'd like to receive, gift cards were actually the number one most requested item on the list of goods. And so there's a little bit of a discrepancy between people wanting to buy gift cards and people wanting to see, but it remains to be seen how that will shake out.
And social media plays such a huge part of our lives these days, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, or whatever. Any sense of what impact social media is going to have on shopping attitudes this year?
When we ask shoppers every year about where they will turn to for inspiration for gifts, there's no question that the traditional methods of advertising still resonate. So your advertising circulars, your, you know, newspaper ads and your magazine ads, and of course the television commercials are still very popular. But more and more we're hearing about people simply just taking to the web to look online for generic searches, and even going to places like Twitter and Instagram, and of course Pinterest, which we saw increased quite significantly this year in terms of the social media impact on where people look for gifts.
She's Kathy Allen. She speaks for the National Retail Federation, the major retailers trade group in the nation's capital. Kathy, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Hear more shows at wsj.com/podcasts.